Hello everybody, Adam at DevelopPHP here, and welcome to part 4 of creating a real-time Flash ActionScript 3 chat application. And now, we've gotten through 1, 2, and 3, so we're ready for part 4. We're going to upload all these files we created to the server and test it live here on video, so nobody has any question about whether this works or not. Nobody can talk crap. I love it. Okay, here I am in my Flash file I created in part 2 of this series, and you can see it still says Untitled 1. I haven't even saved it to a folder yet. So let's go to File, Save As, and let's go to Desktop, and here we are, Flash Real-Time Chat. Let's make a new folder. Let's call it AS3 underscore real-time chat example. I like that name, that's good. We'll name it that in the Flash file too, inside the folder right here. Give it that same name, save. Now press F12 and that's gonna create your SWF, HTML, and JavaScript file in that folder we just created. And there it is. Okay, and as you can see, it's not connected because we're not online and I don't have a PHP environment set up on my machine. So I'm gonna put it online. You can see the 5 second timer going though. Alright, now let's put the PHP file, chat.php file, save as. Make sure we go to the desktop, ActionScript 3 real-time chat example, right there, chat.php. Update links? No. So I don't need that one. Don't need Dreamweaver anymore. Okay, now let's go and FTP these up. Here is our real-time chat folder online on the website, and I'm going to, and this could be your root directory where your home page is and everything in here, but I'm just making an example folder. I'm gonna delete the create chat table.php because that is not needed anymore. You don't want that to run again. We leave the connect to MySQL, that's good. Now let's go to the AS3, where is it, real-time chat example. Double-click that, throw up, or double-click the SWF, just place it up online, FTP it, the JavaScript file, and the HTML file, and the chat.php. So you see what I have here in my folder to make the application work. I'm going to rename this to index the HTML file. I'm going to rename it index.html. This way I can just navigate to that directory and that file will come up. Let's do that. Press Control C. I'm going to that directory online. Okay, here I am on the internets at developphp.com, and I'm going to pick that directory, navigate to it in my browser. Press Enter and I should see a chat box, and it says no data coming through, just like I said it would, because there's no chat in it yet. Let's go ahead and get this window smaller, and we're gonna open up Chrome. Now Chrome, I'm in Internet Explorer with this first window here. Let's open up Chrome first. Let's grab this URL, so you can just grab the, what the hell, there it is. Grab that URL, then open up Chrome or Safari. I'm gonna open up Safari. I like a Safari. Safari is a very nice browser. And then I'm gonna put in that URL, navigate to it. Any freaking day now. Okay, now let's minimize this, make it smaller. Maybe we can see it along with the Internet Explorer browser window. So this will simulate, that's Flash. I want to do that. We want this one. This will simulate you being two people of different parts of the world or whatever. It'll simulate you being two different people. So let's type in this one. My name is Adam. And in this one, my name is Sexy Girl. And in this one, I'm going to type in, "Hi, everybody." And press chat. Let's see what happens. If all goes right, this Safari window where Sexy Girl's watching should update as well. And there it did. Right when that 5 second timer hit 5, this auto updated. You saw it. Now Sexy Girl, she can be in Alaska or something, and I'm in Florida or whatever. I live in North Carolina, but say I'm in Florida, she's in Alaska, it would all be real time updating. So I'm gonna type in, "I am looking for a dorky webmaster to have a good time with." Now, if I type this in and I press chat, and it auto updates here in Internet Explorer, we'll know everything's working fine. And whoever's having problems with this application, you just did something wrong. That's all there is to it. Booyah, baby. That's funky fresh. It don't get no better than that. It's easy, man. Two scripts. One little action script, three script. One little PHP file. You got a really cool application. And you can tweak it out any way you like. It's all customizable. And I made it to where it might even have bugs. I didn't take very long to make this application, so it hasn't really been run and tested rigorously like an application should before it's released. So this is just a tutorial for you to learn and expand, well, learn from and expand for your projects. Alright, so that completes it. Okay, so bye.